The Lord Jesus now speaks, and the camera turns on him. And verse 7, he says, I'll declare the decree. And those of you acquainted with theology know that the Lord Jesus executes all the decrees of God. And then we have, the Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. You want to hear that very carefully, because there are those that say that this means Jesus is a creature, that he was just born like anybody else. But that's not what the Word of God says. Paul, in his great sermon in Antioch in Pisidia, and I think that's one of his greatest sermons, he made this statement. When he did, now you have the interpretation of the Holy Spirit of what is meant here by this statement. God hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again. Now listen to this. This is an interpretation of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is Acts 13:33. Listen to it. In that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Begotten him in birth at Bethlehem? No. Not talking about that. Have begotten him out of Joseph's tomb in resurrection. That's what he's talking about here. It has no reference at all to that. And he says here, Ask of me, and I'll give thee the nations for thine inheritance, the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. And that's not a missionary text, by the way. It doesn't have any reference to the missionary program today, because notice what it's really saying. How will he come in possession of the nations of the world? By the preaching of the gospel? No, not at all. Listen to him. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, this is the way that he's coming the second time to the earth to put down rebellion. Some people don't like it, but read the 19th chapter of Revelation. He's coming to make war. Somebody said, well, I thought he was the Prince of Peace. My friends, the way you make peace on this earth is to put down all rebellion. And that's what he's going to do. And I think this is rather practical. This gets right down where the rubber meets the road. This is right down where you and I live today. It's right down at the nitty-gritty. The only way in the world you're going to put down rebellion in this world is for him to come and deal with it. And he'll break them. Oh, he says he'll do it. And he never asked me to apologize for him, so I won't.